In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. As far as our core of evangelism is the character of our Lord Jesus Christ, Dr. Ines will present the problems around the character of the divine nature and the real character of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Good evening, everybody. Okay, it's a continuation to the series of questions like we did yesterday, but probably today we will not have enough time for discussion, so I will present to you the discussions that I found with some research. I mean, they're not my answers. I'm learning a lot with the grace of God and the opportunity that Abuna is giving me. It's really a trip of rediscovery for me. And I hope I take you along this trip with me. And if at one point you have any queries, please just jot them down, because we can have a brief discussion later on if time allows and if it's possible. Yesterday we spoke about where is evil from God, and we spoke about hell. And it was interesting that yesterday also some of you came and said, okay, the question about Jesus Christ. Some people say, okay, everybody believes in, most religions believe in hell, most religions believe in evil, they have those dilemmas, but what about Jesus? And this question comes up saying, it's really offensive to say that salvation is only through Jesus. Why? In order to do that, we need to have a close look at who is Jesus of Nazareth. Okay, have you ever met a man with such a that has such a personality that is so attractive, attracts people in a very enigmatic manner? Intelligence, yes, but more than that. This is the way Jesus of Nazareth was over 2,000 years ago. But it wasn't merely Jesus' personality that captured his followers. Those who witnessed his words and life tell us that even though he was human, he was remarkably different from all other men. It's not like he was just attractive. Something was different about him. Let's review some basic facts that we may have taken for granted all along. And I want you to take the position of somebody who is outside of Christianity, as we all face and will face. It's sort of, we take things for granted. When we are born into Christianity, we know that Jesus is Christ, we know that he is the Messiah, we know that he is the Savior. We take it for granted. But can we have a look at those for granted things? Eyewitnesses of that age tell us that Jesus was a man who grew physically. He ate, he slept, he felt pain, and he eventually died. There are written accounts, however, written accounts that describe that Jesus also walked on water. He calmed storms. He healed the blind and the lame, and he even raised some people from the dead. Furthermore, they tell us that Jesus appeared alive to them after they watched him die on the cross. And those were some eyewitnesses. It was obvious that he was great. From what he said and what he did, he looked like he was great. But Whereas most great people simply fade into history books, Jesus of Nazareth is still the focus of a lot of books and of controversy. And the word controversy is that people have different opinions. خلينا ناخد ال different opinions دول ونشوف how do people look at him and investigate a little bit. Basically, the controversy is about what he said about himself. And obviously, what we say about him, Christians. Carpenter from a village, Judean village, which is now what is called Israel or Jerusalem or whatever. However, he said some things that have very deep implications. What did he say? He said that those who have seen him have seen God, and that the way to God is through him alone. These and other claims like them greatly astonished everyone who heard them. Actually, those were the claims that made the Roman authorities and the Jews threatened. Although he was a carpenter with no prestigious position, no political power base, within 3 years, Jesus of Nazareth changed the world for the next 20 centuries plus. First of all, claims that he never existed. Is it true? Although some have wondered, even most non-Christian scholars acknowledge him as a real person. And watch out, you will not find, at least all through the presentation, almost one verse from the Bible. And this is meant. We all know the Bible, and eventually we will end up with it. But we want to see from a rather objective point of view, from historians, from scholars, from atheists, from skeptics, how they viewed things. And hopefully we find evidence from their points. Actually, this is a non-Christian historian. He ranked Jesus as the most influential person ever. And those are documents. يعني أنا مش جايبة حاجة من عندي. The documents, مكتوبة وreferences. Other great leaders have left an impact, but nothing like that unknown carpenter as he started. What was it about Jesus that made the difference? Was he merely a great man or something more? Some believe he was just a great moral teacher. Others believe he was simply the leader of the world's greatest religion. Was he a leader? Was he a teacher? Full stop. Let's investigate. However, many, including former skeptics, believe something far more. Most of you know C.S. Lewis. He was a Cambridge professor and a skeptic. And by a skeptic, most of us know the meaning, but it means that he is not sure of anything. Came to a shocking conclusion because he started off his investigation as a skeptic. He didn't believe anything. But it was shocking to him that Jesus' claims wouldn't allow us to call him simply a moral teacher. So who is he? Let us start by asking the first question. Could Jesus have been just, and look at just, a great moral teacher? All right. Most would say yes, he was a great moral teacher. Even Mahatma Gandhi spoke very highly of him. Another Jewish scholar said, it is universally admitted that Christ taught the purest and sublimest ethics, which throws the moral precepts and maxims of the wisest men of antiquity far into shade. He's insisting, he's persisting, he's saying that those were the sublimest, the greatest ever in the teachings of human thought. Jesus' sermons on the Mount, that we of course cherish so much as Christians, but leave us alone now, have been called the most superlative teaching of human ethics ever uttered by an individual. In fact, much of what we know today as equal rights actually is the result of Jesus' teaching. A non-Christian historian said he lived and struggled, this is about Jesus, unremittingly for equal rights. In modern times, he would have been sent to Siberia for calling for those equal rights. Let me just share with you something. As we were giving some training to some of the teachers, it started off that there is a call on let us promote theories of democracy and human rights and so on. And eventually, as we were doing this training for some teachers, a Christian teacher came up to me and told me, "Dr. Ines, isn't this the teaching of Christ? They are rediscovering, maybe not saying that this is Christ, but at other times they actually do. It is eventually, they cannot deny. This is the teaching of this person." Many, like Gandhi, have tried to separate Jesus' teaching on ethics from his claims about himself, believing that he was simply a great man who taught good moral principles. So Gandhi said, okay, this was a good man. He taught good principles. Even the president of the U.S., Thomas Jefferson, he made his own version of the New Testament. He cut and pasted parts of the New Testament and left off all the things that God, our Christ, said about himself as being God. He took only the ethical and moral teachings. And he had this New Testament with him all along. And he said that this was the greatest moral teachers of all time. However, Jefferson's, he also said that those truths almost are identical with anything that any person would say about rights. One question he did not answer. If Jesus falsely claimed to be God, he couldn't have been a good moral teacher. There is a contradiction here. If we all agree that he was a good moral teacher, what about what he said about himself? If what he said about himself was wrong, then he's not the great moral teacher we are speaking about. طب هنحل المشكلة دي ازاي؟ Okay, they said that he may have been just a great religious leader. Surprisingly, he never claimed to be a religious leader. He never got into religious politics or pushed an ambitious agenda. His ministry was almost entirely outside the established religious framework. When one compares Jesus with the other great religious leaders, a remarkable difference comes up. Rabbi Zacharias, and Abuna referred to him yesterday, he's one person who moved from atheism to Christianity, and he has wonderful works that are worth listening to and reading. He grew up in a Hindu culture, he studied world religions, and he said, there is a fundamental distinction between Jesus Christ and the founder of all other religions. He said, in all of these, there emerges an instruction and a way of living. يعني بودا. It is not Buddha who delivers you. It is his noble truths that instruct you. It is not Muhammad who transforms you. It is maybe the beauty of the Quran that attracts you. By contrast, Jesus did not only teach his message. He was identical with his message. The truth of Zakaria's point is underlined by the number of times in the Gospels that Jesus' teaching message was simply, come to me, follow me, obey me. Over and over, Jesus made it clear that his primary mission was to forgive sins, something only God can do. In other religions, there is this writer who said, he said that there are only two people for me. The question emerges about them is not who they are, but what are they? And those were basically Buddha and Jesus. He said, the problem about them is هم إيه مش هم مين هم إيه إيه دول. And interestingly enough, the answer is in their own answers. Buddha said about himself that he was a mere man, whereas Jesus said he was God. So if we even come out with two very, very different people, even what they said about themselves, Buddha never said that he was more than just a man. But Jesus said something different. This leads us to the following questions. How could we explain the fact that Jesus insisted on his being God? Where would this argument lead us? Possible answers to this question are, وهقول حاشا مرة تانية قبل ما ابتدي. لو قلنا ان هو he was a great moral teacher and a great religious leader or whatever, بس هو قال حاجة most of the people who do not believe in him denied. طيب نحل المعضلة دي ازاي؟ We are lucky انه في ناس كتير philosophers and thinkers and so on thought about that and يعني عملوا مجهود جامد جدا لغاية ما وصلوا ل wherever they are. واحنا بناخد اللي هم فكروا فيه. Some of us may be convinced, some of us may have other questions. It's always open. لكن الاجتهاد اللي اتعمل انه طيب. Possibilities are Jesus was lying. حاشا. Jesus was self-deceived. يعني he thought something wrong about himself. Or he was saying the truth. Let us focus on the personality of Jesus, of this personality that we have now reached throughout with other thinkers, non-Christians, that he was a great man, great thinker, and said great things, said great moral things. But he said something, we have a problem with it. He said that he was God. لازم نعرف ده هو قالها ليه. Maybe بقى. In this particular part he was lying, or he was saying, imagining something about himself. And so they took it one by one. Could Jesus have been lying? Hasha. Well, even Jesus' harshest critics rarely have ever called him a liar. That label certainly doesn't fit with Jesus' high moral and ethical teaching. Jesus' statement about himself contradicts the notion that he was simply a great man or prophet. Jesus said that he was God. Why would he lie? If we even assume that he's a liar. Now, it couldn't be because we said that he was a great moral teacher. In fact, a moral teacher and then he lies. Okay, why would he lie? one of the philosophers said that probably a person lies in order to reach a prestigious position. يعني عنده أجندة كده عايز يوصل لحاجة عظيمة يعني. فمثلا ماكيافيلي قال إنه there is a need for power, there is a need for كده حاجة that makes me lie, اللي هي اللي كلنا عارفينها الغاية تبرر الوسيلة. Lying is okay if it accomplishes particularly a political end or any end that puts you at a high stature. However, could Jesus have built his entire ministry about a lie just to gain power, fame, or success? Actually, many of the people of that time tried to show that he was lying. We know of many instances that this was recorded. However, they would ask him a lot of questions that tries to make him contradict himself. But his answers were always consistent. Consistency cannot be exist with lying. If somebody is lying, you have to sometimes say something and then say a different thing on another occasion. يقول لك دايما الكذاب نسيت. But the answers were all extremely consistent. Had he been lying, what is his motive? طيب لو افترضنا حتى خلوا بالكم احنا بناخدها خطوة خطوة in a logical way. He was a great moral teacher, then he couldn't be lying. قال لك طب معلش. He lied. طب he lied. يعني ما بانش ان هو he was inconsistent once. لا it didn't. طيب ما بانش. طب what is his agenda? He must have either of two possibilities, benefit or legacy. يعني حاجة هيستفيد منها, benefit, to gain something. Jesus, what could he have hoped to gain from lying about his identity? Power. Do we see in anything that Jesus did a pursuit of power? If people believed he was God, he would have power. Let us imagine that this is how he thought about time. The fact is, Jesus refused all attempts to move him in the direction of power. Instead, he always blamed those who abused such power and lived their lives pursuing it. Time. He also chose to reach out to all the very low level people, those without power, creating a network of people around him whose influence is almost zero. In a way that could only be described as really bizarre, all that Jesus did and said moved in the opposite direction of power. He was not moving towards power. He was moving in the opposite direction, having all around him very low profile people. It would seem that if power was Jesus' motivation, he would have avoided the cross at all costs. Yet on several occasions, he insisted on telling his disciples that the cross was his destiny and his mission. How would dying on a Roman cross bring power? Death, of course, brings all things into proper focus. And while many martyrs have died for a cause they believed in, few have been willing to die for a known lie. If he was lying, he would allow other people to die instead of him. But why would he die for a lie that he is saying? Certainly, all hopes for Jesus' own personal gain would have ended on the cross. Yet, on his last breath, he would not give up his claim of being the unique Son of God.
Do historians believe Jesus lied? Scholars have scrutinized Jesus' words and life to see if there is any evidence of a defect in his moral character. In fact, even the most skeptics are stunned at how pure his ethics are. Many historians say many things about him. I'm not going to go into details here. Okay, legacy. He wants to create a legacy for himself. If Jesus was above lying for personal benefit, perhaps his claim was in order to leave a legacy, a big story. But the prospect of being beaten in that way, nailed to a cross, would quickly discourage the enthusiasm of anyone who wished to be a superstar. A legacy means I need to be thought of as something super. But the way he died does not give you this at all. The fact is, if Jesus were to have simply dropped the claim of being God's son, he never would have been condemned. It was his claim to be God and his unwillingness to reconsider it that got him crucified. If increasing his credibility and historical reputation was what motivated him to lie, one must explain how a carpenter's son from a poor Judean village could ever anticipate the events that would make of his name such a worldwide prominence. How could he think ahead? Imagine with me. A person comes up and says a lie about himself. But he does not say a lie about himself, full stop. He tells you all what's going to happen to him and for 20 centuries plus later. Okay, he told a lie. He is foretelling a lie. How would he know his message would survive? At the time when he was nailed to the cross, everybody left, everybody flew away. Was Jesus self-deceived? Some people say he may have imagined this about himself. Somebody said, that was a humanitarian person, he said that insanity was behind his claim. His brains were not right. He did not lie because he was a good moral teacher, but something went wrong in this particular part. However, we find C.S. Lewis, who considered this option very carefully. He deduced that if Jesus' claims weren't true, then he must have been insane. Lewis reasons that someone who claimed to be God would not be a good moral teacher. If he was insane, how could he be a good moral teacher? If we assume that he's a good moral teacher, and then he says something out of insanity, not out of lying, how could he put all those good teachings together? Most who have studied Jesus' life and words acknowledge him as extremely rational. Jean-Jacques Rousseau says, when Plato describes his imaginary, righteous man, Plato, you know, Aflatoon, of course, Plato is the one who imagined the ideal place in the world. He said that if he had imagined the best person, he would be describing exactly the character of Christ. If the life and death of Socrates are those of a philosopher, the life and death of Jesus Christ are those of a God. Those words are not coming from the simple-minded only. We said yesterday that we can learn from peasants. Leo Tolstoy learned from peasants.
the simplicity of faith. But those philosophic thinkers went into a lot of trouble to get to the bottom line of things. Another philosopher argued, what you're left with is either Christ was who he said he was or a complete hasha not case. And he says, the idea that the entire course of civilization for over half of the globe could have its fate changed and turned upside down by somebody who's not normal, for me that's very far-fetched. I mean, come to think of it, if we thought hasha that he was not proper in that, how could the whole world be transformed due to that strange person who said a strange thing about him round the corner somewhere in Nazareth? Lewis says, he looked at Jesus carefully, and his careful examination of the life and words of Jesus led this great literary genius to renounce his formal atheism and become a committed Christian. Many reached that conclusion. God visited our planet in human form. He was and he is who he said he is. What did he say about himself? Very truly I tell you, and now we quote from our Bible. Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, before Abraham was born, I am. Now that we have gone through a very quick trip that others went through in years and years, we can conclude that this man was saying the correct things. Not just what he believed was true, but what was true, what is true, and what will remain true for eternity. He told Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he is dead, yet shall he live. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, very truly, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Thank you very much.
It's really great. This kind of steps Dr. Ines went through is the perfect logic replying or answering to the question by skeptics or atheists. يعني ما ينفعش تبتدي بالآيات. You should end by the verses. You shouldn't start by the Bible, because the guys will not believe in the Bible. They believe in the logic. So they believe in the history, in the scholars. You can say history says so, science says so, okay. They will accept you. وبعدين بعد كده بتحط بقى المشاكل. Is he lying? Is he a lunatic? وبعدين تخليهم هم يوصلوا للفكرة. وبعدين تقول لهم ده اللي قالوا الإنجيل. حد عنده تعليق؟ جميل يا دكتور. نستعيش الكل مرة. جماعة كوديفوار فين؟ Now we are presenting to you the mission went to كوديفوار.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Sandra. Today we're going to present to you Côte d'Ivoire. We were just four people who went there, Miriam, Fadi, and Sharif, and myself. Okay, but before we went there, we had 10 people helping us from Egypt. Okay, but unfortunately they couldn't go with us to Côte d'Ivoire. I think you should know something about Côte d'Ivoire, that our presentation today, that we're going to present it maybe in three languages. So it's going to be a bit different, so excuse us if we said something that you don't understand. We went there from the 23rd of September till the 4th of October. Before we went there, we had a million of questions in our mind. Like, for example, about the country. How about the people there, their culture? What about the Coptic Orthodox Church? How are we going to serve there? What message can we deliver? So we decided to take it a bit by bit. So we started by the country. Who knows anything about Cote d'Ivoire? For a start, Abdel Wadid.
The president that was elected yesterday, he did not swear and lost his swear and became president.
Yes, there are some problems now with the presidential elections. And this is due what?
There is a problem between two parties.
Mm. But
one is outside of the country and one is inside of the country.
But mainly the problem is that France is supporting the new president. So which leads us to introduce first that Côte d'Ivoire was a French colony. But got to their independence in 1960. So now you can guess what language do they speak. Yes, they speak French. And they have different languages. The original from the tribe, they have 60 tribes. The famous one is Diola. Okay, you don't have to remember this. Okay. Diola is the most common language for the tribes, but they all speak French. Okay, we call our presentation a step towards the light, as it was our step towards the light. First, we thought that we would introduce them Christianity, and it's going to be their first step towards the light. Actually, it was ours as well. These are the questions we thought. You should know that Cote d'Ivoire, the capital, political capital, is Yamoussoukro. It's in the middle, as you can see. But the commercial or economical capital is Abidjan. And we went to Abidjan. This is the Coptic Church is there. Okay. Okay. What about the religion? What else do you know about Cote d'Ivoire? Can you guess the religion? Yes, young. The south is Muslim and the north is Christian. Actually, it's the opposite. But you're right. They have both. The problem. The Muslim actually are located in the north, and the Christians, the majority of Christians, are in the south. Okay. What else do you know about Cote d'Ivoire? Any idea? I accept football. 38% are Muslims, 32% are Christians, and the original religion are 11%, and the none are 16.7%. As we said, the majority of Christians are located in the south. In Cote d'Ivoire, okay, there are animists. What do we mean by animists? That they believe that the souls are still in the trees and the ocean and nature in general. They also believe in khurafat, like we do in Egypt, the traditions. And actually this creates a problem there, because they are asking constantly, how can we still continue to do what our grandfathers did and be Christians? So whoever went there, goes there, you have to be prepared for this question. Okay. Another thing you should know, that in Yamoussoukro, the political capital, there is the biggest basilica in the world. Thank you. Now with Miriam.
Hi. Second question. How about Coptic Church in Ivory Coast? The service starts from a small apartment by Father Yohanna Ramzi in 1999. They started to build the church in January 2003. In November 2003, St. Mark's Church was ready to receive people. 77 baptized from Ivory Coast from May 2000 until October 2010.
Okay. One of the most important questions that we had there before going there is how are we going to serve there? Before going there, we had many problems. The trip was postponed many times, and the father who was there got sick and had to come back to Egypt for the medical check. So, without father, we didn't have a vision of the number of people there, the age ranges, the message that we should be delivering in 2 weeks while we are only 4 people. And the most important thing, how we are going to give lectures in French. It was really, like, difficult for us. So, for some conditions due to the church conditions, because it's located a little bit far from the city, the capital, Abidjan, so we had to do 4 spiritual days only together on weekends to gather the people coming from everywhere to the church. And we set 2 programs, one for the adults and another one for the children. And these parts are the most common between the 2 programs. We're going into them one by one. So we used to start our Sundays by a liturgy with Father Johanna, who was doing every Sunday after the Bible, like a small Sunday schools for the children there. Like asking them and making sure that they really got the word of the Bible that day. After the liturgy on Sundays and on the Saturday also, we used to have the agape with them, where we used to share the traditional recipes, and every family used to get like a special traditional recipe and different from the others, and we used to share all together after the liturgy. This socialization part was one of the good periods that we spend with them. Like here, we discovered the way that they were carrying their children. It's called they call it enfant au dos, and here Sandra is trying to use this way. Another things about this socialization, like there happened a story that really touched us. They came once to us after like some lectures, after we gave us them some lectures, and they asked us to like in kind of begging way, like, why don't you stay with us here? We were really touched of the way that they were asking it, because like here for us, like, we are having everything and we don't go and we get lazy sometimes. And for them, they are coming from everywhere on Sundays and weekends and leaving everything and like going hundreds of miles to just listen to the word of God. This is a part of the Bible study for the adults that was concerned in the weekend program. They were really good listeners, and they were asking really good questions. And the guy with the broken leg is one of the important servants there. First he was a Catholic, and then he heard about the Coptic Church, and he came to our Father Johanna, and he asked him to if he can come and stay with us in the church and become a Coptic. And he actually he's the one who did all the alhain of the church. He stayed 2 years with Father Johanna. Father Johanna make him listen to the Alhain, sad or joyful ones, in our way, in the Coptic way, and leave him like 2 or 3 days to translate them in their way. And at the end, they have now all the Alhain in their way. This is the Bible study for the children. It was a little bit different. We used to show them like a cartoon with the story. And to give them the story drawn on the papers, and they have to color it. And here the boy with the white neck, it's one of their traditions. Whenever they are having a pain or something sad at their house, they used to put this powder around their faces just to look different and to look that they are having. It's like a kind of like when we wear black in any funeral or something. These are some of the games for the others that they enjoyed it very much. This one for the children. Here are some crafts that we used to teach them, like some paintings, face paintings, and some teaching of how to do some taratir. And this Jésus aime les enfants, where they have to do some drawings as like a souvenir to us to leave it for next time. Okay, this was during the weekends. During the weekdays, we had another program. We took some days for explorations in the surrounding areas, like beside the church there, to see the people there, their culture, their way of living, and their level of living, if they are rich or poor or whatever. After this exploration and discovery, we start by evangelizing in two areas. We printed out some brochures and we went and talked with everybody there we met in the street. And we also published some advertisement for the events of the following weekend about that we are having an event in our church, and we would like to invite everybody to our Coptic church. And the brochures that we distributed to everybody was talking about the Coptic church in general. The last 2 days, or the last day before the following weekend, we got a lot of visits at home. The people were really appreciating what we did, and they, as a sign of appreciation, they just invited us to dinner, lunch, everything, all the meals. And one of the things also that we have done there is that we made an episode in the Radio Espoir. It's one of the known radio stations there, where a big number of people listen to it. And we did an advertisement for our church in this, and we advertised our event for the following week through this radio part. The good news is that after we returned back, three members got baptized, and here we can see them: the baby Ruth and one servant and another girl that was baptized also. A verses that affected our lives and affected our mission. Because before our mission, we faced a lot of problems and we were really worrying much than normal, and we never thought that it was going that good. So this verse is: trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. It really affected us. What is worrying us now, it's what is next. The next step that we are having, that we need to plan, to make it a better mission and to make it a better place and a better church there. What we are planning and we're looking forward is to start preparing some servant courses to handle to the people there, and to start giving a standard and a weekly, for example, courses for the servant, and a weekly Sunday schools for the youth. Start an online support, because people there reads a lot and they have a lot of questions, so we need to support them by an online way, whatever it will be. We thought also of an automated preaching service that attracts people to our church by making an exposition. Like once per month, where the people of the church there has to bring their handmaids and just make an exposition and invite everybody in the surroundings to come and buy them and take this money for the church to give it back at the end for the church. And we found also like two or three people who were really interested in evangelizing there. So we thought if we can start, to not lose the hamas of these people, to start some evangelism courses, maybe online, or maybe you can, if there is someone who can help us there. There are a lot, there are some Egyptians there that are willing to help us also, so we can coordinate with them. And we got a good news about some of Nasr City Church. that they might go on in Jan 2011. So we need to pray for them also. Now, Sharif.
Okay, well, the fifth question is the last one. It's actually a request, not a question. Would you please pray with us for this service and this country? We need, let's pray for a father to handle the service there, because currently the service, the father is sick, and there is no father at the moment in Cote d'Ivoire. So please, let's pray for the father to be there. Let's pray for the political situation. If anyone reads international news, you know that currently there is the election of a presidential election, and it's really very severe here. Let's pray for this one. Let's pray for everyone who is dying there without getting the right faith. Let's pray for everyone who is searching for the light and doesn't find many ways to follow as we here do. Here we have many, many churches, but there is only one church. So let's pray that it's active, and that is what will be a good service there. Let's pray for Jesus' children living in the dark and living far from him. So let's pray for our service in general, church there and everywhere. For sure, the verse to remember, that's the verse in all the evangelizing service. فَقَلْ لَهُمْ إِنَ الْحَصَدْ كَثِيرٌ وَلَكِنَ الْفَعْلَ قَلِلُونَ فَأَطْلُوهُمْ رَبِّ الْحَصَدْ أَنْ يُرْسِلْ فَعْلَ إِلَى حَصَدُ. Finally, we want to share with you a spiritual song that really affects us. Its title is Do Not Worry. Actually, this, as you know, Africans are really very talented in spiritual songs. But this one, its wording is very special, because really it answers all our worries. We were very afraid at the beginning, but actually God answered in this spiritual song, Do Not Worry. We felt that we are lost, but we got the answer that God is with us, I am with you. We thought that we are going to serve, but actually at the end it turned out that we were served more than we have served. So let's please tell with us this spiritual song. There will be subtitle in French and in English, so you can tell us with us. Thank you.
I'm really proud of you, Sandra, Miriam, Fadi, Sharif, as I'm proud of everybody who went to Africa and other countries. The good news that we'll start a course in French for evangelism next month. It will start on Sundays, starting from 9th of January. It will be supervised by our father, Abu Namina. He's a French speaker, not like me. And also will be helped by Abuna Mur'us, Madinat Nasr. We need to announce for a project we'll make together with the ending of this course. You know, the next week will be the last two lectures. But from today we'll have like a homework for the next month, because we will leave you for 1 month break. The homework will be like a project, and each group, like five members, will share in the project. Samah will present you the idea of the project and how important to us this idea. You should all share in it to be an active member in the Amber Brown Missionary Group.
Hello. As Abuna has mentioned, that this is the practical part of the evangelism course. Okay. We will start by the working phases. We will work in three phases. The first is point selection. We will distribute the groups. Each one of you is invited to fill his preferences on the reception desk to select the sector where he would like to join the project. Okay, the project will be announced, and then we will work to select the point we will work in. For example, a project is about a flyer the group is asked to do 10 flyers. By the end of the project, they will present them. The 10 projects, they will select the title of them, the 10 flyers. For example, the 10 flyers may be one on the incarnation, one on the salvation. The topics of the flyers will be chosen by the group themselves. This will take 2 weeks. After this is midway evaluation, where we will collect the similar projects together, and we will sit to evaluate them. This is the midway evaluation. This will be after 3 weeks, okay, from the point selection. The third phase is a semi-final evaluation on the country level. For example, we will have different projects for one country. Côte d'Ivoire, for instance, they will have about 3 or 4 projects. We will collect them to do the semi-final evaluation for the aim to integrate their efforts with each other to serve the same mission. And finally, the final presentation. This will be about 6 to 8 weeks from now. Okay, we will decide, and Abuna will announce. We will announce the dates exactly after the groups will be distributed. After that, let's take a look on the projects and its sectors. The first sector is the spiritual sector. This is about the general evangelism service as a whole. First project is preparing 5 different booklets illustrating our church beliefs to non-believers. Booklets means, for example, we will do a booklet about the Bible, for example. Many things to talk about in this booklet. The next project is creative idea to present our dogma through our conversation. This is a logical sequence. This is not through a presentation like PowerPoint or something like that. This is a logical part.
أنا هقطع سامح بس عشان الجزء ده مهم. بصوا يا جماعة انتم الليلة دي هتختاروا كل واحد البروجكت اللي هيبقى بيشارك فيه. والاسبوع الجاي هتعرفوا الجروب اللي هتشتغل فيه. يعني انت النهاردة هتقول هتدينا ورقة وانت خارج على الباب اسمك والبروجكت اللي هيعرض سامح هيعرض علينا بروجكتس كتيرة منها spiritual وحاجات non spiritual. فانت بتقول I want to share in the flyers or the booklets. انا مستعد اشتغل الشهر ده على كتابة البوكلتس. مش هتبقى لوحدك. هتكتشف الاسبوع الجاي ان في 5 تاني مثلا مشاركينك. هتبتدوا تقعدوا بقى ومعاكوا 6 اسابيع. بس زي ما قال سامح فيه كده في النص يعني بنعمل سامي يعني بنعمل assessment او evaluation في النص مرة وبعد شوية مرة عشان نبقى شايفين انتوا ماشيين ازاي ونساعدكم عشان تطلع حاجة. البروجكت دي مش مجرد بنقيمكم بس. الحقيقة ده جزء منها تقييمكم. البروجكت دي هتبقى materials لينا في الخدمة. يعني احنا بنطلع الحاجة الحلوة وهنطبعها. يعني البوكلت ده مثلا لو اتعمل كويس هنطبع منه ألفات وهيترجم فرنساوي وهيبقى في ايدينا لما بنسافر في اي بلد بنوزعه. فانا عاوز اقول اي فكرة هيقولها سامح هي حقيقي جزء من الخدمة. ما هياش مجرد kind of evaluation. فيها جزء منكم عرفتوا تشتغلوا كتيم ولا لا. كل واحد اجتهد الماتيريال شكلها ايه خفيفة قوي ولا لا دسمة. طريقة التفكير ايه الديزايننج بتاع كل حاجة ليها طبعا يعني evaluation عندنا. فعشان كده listen carefully to the kinds of projects you are going to assign yourself in عشان انت النهاردة الليلة دي هتحدد انت هتشترك فيه. اوكي
اوكي خلينا نكمل. هو الـ spiritual projects الـ second point is creative ideas to present our dogma. دي جزء منها طبعا دكتور إيناس ابتدتها وفي منها كلام كتير جدا ممكن ان احنا نستفيد بيه ونكمل عليه. illustrative ideas, creative ideas to present our dogma, a live presentation. يعني دي برضو illustrative idea زي الفكرة بتاعت الأيودين and confession. يمكن اللي منا حضرها باسم كان عملها مية كده, مية بنحط فيها أيودين, فطبعا المية بيبقى لونها بني, بنستخدم certain salt كده, لما أول ما بيتحط في المية المية بتبقى بيضة خالص. فدي ممكن فكرة زي كده نستخدمها ان احنا تبقى eye catcher للناس اللي قاعدين, ان هم يوضحوا الفكرة بتاعت ال confession and forgiveness. البروجكت اللي بعد كده prepare 5 debatable topics to be discussed with youth. طبعا هي دي برضو اكتر زيها زي الديسكشن جروبس اللي بتبقى في المؤتمرات وبتبقى في كل الميشنز اللي احنا بنطلع, بتبقى محتاجة تحضير. يعني بيبقى فيه حاجات كتير ان احنا نجمع البوينتس وازاي نقدمها بطريقة اتراكتف. بعد كده prepare discipleship school spiritual curriculum, برضو دي تعتبر لكل الجنرال evangelism service, ان دي ممكن تنفعنا في كل البلاد, ان احنا نحط كريكولم لاعداد خدام. يمكن السبريتيوال اكتر سيكتور, في كمان البريبير شورت تيرم ميشن, كل حاجه بقى, هوم فيزيتيشن, سانداي سكولز, ممكن فكره اتقالت قبل كده ان احنا نعمل اوبن داي في مدرسه معينه. طبعا احنا محتاجين ان احنا نحاول نرتب كل الكلام دوت, including logistics, كل حاجة ان احنا نحاول نرتبها بحيث ان يبقى عندنا زي برنامج متحضر. البروجكت اللي بعد كده prepare a linked simple and creative conference, including كل حاجة بقى, publicizing, تحضير مؤتمر بكل كل حاجة بتتعمل فيه. يمكن الاسبريتيوال ده اكتر سيكتور, السيكتور اللي بعد كده في الماركتينج سيكتور. البروجكتس اللي فيه, اول واحد publicize a coming evangelism conference to reach all youth in all the Coptic church all over the world. طبعا احنا بيبقى عندنا المؤتمر بتاع الكرازة بيبقى مؤتمر كبير جدا, اغلبية اللي بيبقى حاضرينه بيبقوا من مصر. احنا نفسنا يبقى فيه عدد كبير من الناس اللي ممكن يكونوا من برا مصر, على اساس انه ممكن يبقى ليهم برضو اشتراك معنا في الخدمة بتاعت الكرازة, ممكن يبقى ليهم اكيد هيبقوا added value. 10 different attractive flyers for promoting Christianity and eternity. ده يمكن المثل اللي كنا قلناه في الاول, ان احنا هنعمل flyers. الflyers ديت الهدف منها ان احنا مثلا لو حطينا flyer في كنيسة المعلقة, لو اتحطت في مكان تجذب انتباه الناس. يعني في الاول قلنا بوكلت, البوكلت ده بيبقى فيه تفاصيل لو حد عاوز يقرا ويقرا حته صغيره مثلا عن الكريستيانيتي. انما الفلاير دوت لو في سايح مثلا جاي اثار ولقى حاجه زي كده, يعني احنا عاوزين انفايت هيم ان هو ياخد الورقه دي من غير ما نتكلم احنا, مجرد ان الورقه دي تبقى محطوطه محتاجينها ان تبقى فيري اتراكتيف, بحيث ان هي الناس تاخدها, ومجرد ما تاخدها تبتدي تسأل بقى على اللي بعد كده. منها نقدر ان احنا نقول بوكلتس ونقول بقية الحاجات. اللي بعد كده الكمبيوتر. الكمبيوتر فيه حاجتين للويب, ويب ديزاين, او ثلاث حاجات بالضبط. ويب ديزاين للهوم بيج بتاعت الويب سايت بتاع الإيفانجليزم. طبعا هو اوريدي الناس في الويب سايت ابتدوا يشتغلوا وابتدوا ان هم يعملوا هوم بيج, بس طبعا هي الفكره في ان احنا ممكن حاجه زي كده حتى لو اتعملت تو بروجكتس عليها, ممكن مثلا يتعمل بروجكت للويب سايت اثناء الكريسماس, للويب سايت اثناء الايستر. طبعا اكيد بالتنسيق معهم هم هيبقوا ادرى يعني ايه اللي ممكن يتغير وايه اللي ممكن يثبت. advertisement for the website in the Facebook. بنشوف اعلانات كتير, عاوزين حاجة تبقى very attractive. طبعا دي حاجة يعني الناس اللي شغالين في الماركتنج هم هيبقوا اكتر ناس ممكن يكونوا عارفينها, ممكن الناس اللي interested ان هم يشتغلوا في الكلام ده. تالت حاجة 10 to 30 seconds flash advertisement for the website presenting incarnation and salvation. دول طبعا 2 points for example. في حاجات تانية ممكن تتعمل, بس يعني هو الفكرة في ان الفلاش دوت طول قوية جدا, يعني الادفرتايزمنت ده يعني هيبقى طول قوية جدا ان احنا نبريزنت حاجة ممكن تبقى صعبة على ناس كتير بطريقة سهلة جدا وطريقة تبقى اتراكتف. اللي بعد كده البيزنس. طبعا الكلام ده باعتبار ان احنا عندنا كذا بلد بنخدمها, لو فكرنا ان احنا نعمل two exact business opportunity in different sectors, طبعا هي هتبقى something like feasibility study. في حاجة معينة احنا نقول ان لو فرض بيزنس مان راح المكان دوت وعمل البيزنس دوت هيقدر ان هو يكسب ويقدر ان هو كمان الخدام بتوعنا نبقى رايحين او نقدر ان احنا نستخدم دي كشانة للخدمة بشكل عام. language prepare a traveler guide for the local languages of the served country to help servants to the mission. حاجة زي الـ 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 النطق بتاعت الالفابت بتاعتهم البيزك ووردز, صباح الخير صباح النور, الحاجات اللي ممكن ان احنا لما نستخدمها الناس بيحسوا ان احنا قريبين منهم اكتر. فلما يبقى فيه زي ترافلرز جايد ده مع الناس وهي مسافرة تبقى حاجة very helpful ليهم. طبعا يعني زي ما احنا شفنا ان البلاد اللي احنا بنخدمها تقريبا كلها اللغات اللي فيها مختلفة, مفيش بلدين زي بعض وفي بلاد كتير فيهم كذا لغة, فلما يبقى فيه ترافلرز جايد معاهم وهم مسافرين البلد ديت الموضوع هيبقى very helpful. طبعا احنا البلاد اللي بنخدمها زي ما بونا كان قال 8 او 9, فهيبقى في كذا بروجكت ممكن لنفس البوينت. كالتشرال دي حاجة برضو بتواجهنا كلنا, فطبعا لما تبقى سبيسيفيك على وان كونتري ان احنا نقول ايه الكومن رونج كالتشرال براكتسز اللي موجودة والبليز اللي موجودة في المنطقة دي, تبقى حاجة هتحتاج شوية سيرش ان احنا نعرف ايه الرونج كالتشرال براكتسز وازاي نقدر نتكلم فيها, يعني ازاي نقدر نتاكل ايت من غير ما نبقى اوفنسيف وفي نفس الوقت نبقى كونفينسينج ذم وانفايتينج ذم فور كريستيانيتي. ايديوكيشنال, احنا عندنا في الايديوكيشنال اللي يمكن فيه 2 بوينتس او هم 3 كمان. prepare أول واحدة فيهم prepare soft skills English and computer curriculum and material to be used in training center. باعتبار ان احنا ممكن ان احنا نحتاج نعمل community development في بلد من البلاد ديت او حتى نستخدم الcurriculum دوت في اعداد الخدام بتاعنا, ان احنا نعمل development للخدام او للcommunity نفسها الناس اللي هناك. في بلاد كتير بيطلب مننا ان احنا نقدم حاجة للكوميونيتي, يعني فبالتالي فاحنا محتاجين حاجة نبقى جاهزين بيها زي دي مثلا ان احنا نحضر soft skill English وcomputer curriculum يبقى جاهز معنا ونبتدي نشتغل عليه. vocational education دي برضو يمكن احنا يعني دي برضو يعني ممكن تبقى vocational education زي مثلا الحاجات اللي ممكن تفيد المجتمع هناك زي carpentry, يعني هي في اكيد شغلانات كتير حسب البلد ممكن تبقى بتختلف من بلد لبلد, البلد دي محتاجة ايه. طبعا هنبقى محتاجين ان احنا في كل project هيبقى البلد متحددة ايه الشغلانة اللي محتاجها البلد ديت اكتر, ممكن نقدمها ازاي, نجيب الكريكولم ده منين, ايه التولز اللي احنا محتاجينها, نروح ازاي نبقى احنا تريند عليها بحيث ان احنا نعرف نعلمها. تالت حاجة الانيوال سيلابس لنيرسري. احنا يمكن احنا عندنا نيرسري في بلد, فلو حاجة زي كده ان احنا حتى لو فكرنا ان بعض البلاد كانت زي ناميبيا متهيألي كانوا بيفكروا ان هم يعملوا نيرسري, فلما لو احنا نبقى جاهزين بسيلبس للنيرسري ده احنا ايه اللي احنا ممكن نقدمه فيه, فدي تبقى حاجة طبعا للناس اللي ممكن يبقى عندهم معلومات عن الموضوع دوت, يعني اكيد الناس اللي هيبقوا انفايت للموضوع ده لازم فاهمين فيه. ده السمري بتاع السيكتورز اللي عندنا السيفن سيكتورز السبريتي والماركتينج والكمبيوتر والبيزنس والبيزنس واللانجوج والكالتشر والإديوكيشن. لو حد
I just wanted to make a remark. We have distributed 2 weeks ago the questionnaire to be filled by each applicant with the interests and data about the person and the communication skills test. I suppose everybody has filled it in. Whoever did not have this questionnaire or did not fill it, we have 2 sources. There is an extra copy outside for the questionnaire and the communication skill test. You can pick it up and fill it and just leave it before you leave today. Or it's on the link on the site where you find the lectures of each week. Please fill it in and send it to us by email to elkaraza@gmail.com, our email address, because we need it in order to distribute the teams and know your preferences. Thank you. So if you need the hard copy, please... Yes, the paper, if it's a hard copy, you should pick it up now and fill it before you leave. If it's the soft copy, please fill it in and send it to us by email maximum tomorrow.
لو كان حد اختار already وهو فاضل نص ساعة اقول لكم تأمل شوية صغير وانتوا خارجين بتقول اكتب اسمك على ورقة والموضوع اللي انت قلت انت هتحدده. لو واحد عاوز يراجع ده كله تاني على النت ويفكر ممكن يبعت لنا على بالايميل برضو انا اخترت ادخل في المجموعة دي. يعني لو ما اديتناش الليله دي هتدخل في انهي بروجكت تحاول بكرة بعت لنا الايميل تقول انا اخترت الموضوع لان اللي هيتأخر اكتر من 3-4 ايام ممكن ما يدخلش في البروجكت ودي هتأثر على انتمائه. لا better to choose the segment not only the sector. Yeah, you can join too and we will choose which is better for us as a team. حد له تعليق او سؤال؟ طبعا اللي فات في محاضره قبل كده better ان انت listen back for any lectures you missed عشان تبقى برضو مكمل الكورس لو سمحت.